yesterday if you want.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
All right, we can just talk about yesterday.
Okay.
Y'all okay with yesterday?
That's good.
All right, we'll talk about yesterday.
Okay. Oh, wow, it's not much, right?
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad Bass and a gun.
What was that, Smarack remark?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes. Turn it back out.
Something about the volume?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
Welcome to Two Blind Squirrels. Except we got like 50 blind squirrels now.
There's only four of us. Take your glasses off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, good.
Yeah.
All right, well,
blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
You can't expect me to hit the post with that going on. All right, well, in studio, we got Larry.
Hello.
Got Tim.
Hola.
Welcome to Texas, Tim.
Yes, thank you very much.
And Dan, of course, who has made it his goal in life to be the little splinter underneath my fingernail.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. That's all right. I wouldn't have hit the post anyway.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So yesterday, Tim had an interesting flight.
Oh, golly. Yeah, yesterday was a joy. But the upshot is no one died, and I got here. So, but I took off out of my home at 3:30 in the morning, got to O'Hare at 4:30 in the morning, waited for my 6 o'clock flight, flew down to Memphis, sat there for 9.5 hours.
9.5 hours in Memphis.
Yep. They broke.
Now, you can spend 9.5 hours in Memphis and have a good time.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. I've never actually done that, but
now you have. And was it good?
It was 9.5 hours and still wasn't good. No. It was at the airport, all of it. And,
and I've done 9 hours in
chasing planes that either evaporated, broke, or were too full for me to get on.
So. And what was the illustrious airlines you were flying?
Northwest was how I got there, but I left on somebody else.
Really?
All right. And why are we not surprised?
Yeah, no, But I've got a new rule now. Never let myself get talked off of a perfectly good airplane. If once I'm on, I'm not getting off till I get there.
Yeah. Can I just get where it says on the ticket, please?
Yes, exactly.
Larry.
Hello.
Yesterday we saw Dallas.
We saw Dallas. We saw the 6th Floor Museum.
Yes.
Which was at the book repository where Kennedy was shot.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, he was shot in the car.
Well, no, that was where the shot came from.
Oh.
He was shot.
Well, we also went to the grassy knoll where the other shot was supposedly came from.
Maybe.
Yes.
You know, I had never been there either.
Really?
I had never been there.
You live like an hour away from it, and you've never been.
No.
He's an hour away mileage-wise. It's a 19-hour drive, though. Don't you remember coming home last night?
It wasn't that long.
No.
I don't know what you guys are on about, that these all these long drives. You guys need to come to New Zealand a little bit more.
Come to Chicago. We'll beat New Zealand right out of you.
Chicago.
Chicago.
So anyway, yeah, I'd never been there, and I was amazed to find to how small it was. I mean, how, like, everything seemed further away.
That's true. But it was a warehouse, and it was right overlooking where the cars were going.
Yes. And it was also, from his seat in the window, the cars came straight at him down a hill.
Right.
Right?
Straight away from him.
No, towards him.
Well,
they came towards him and then they drove away.
They turned and then they went away. And he didn't shoot until they turned and went the other way.
But they were going directly away from him. There was no sideways motion.
That was still, I still reckon it's a long shot to get.
Really?
My hat goes off to the guy making the shot.
That's not exactly probably the best
political position to take. So maybe not. But well, it was a good shot. You've got to hand it to him. I mean, he shouldn't have done it. Yes, but the fact that he made it from 6 floors up, it's still a far away.
Well, let's be honest. If he actually shot all the bullets...
Was that immigration at the door?
If he actually shot all the bullets he was supposed to have, he was able to make that thing fire at nearly, you know, semi-automatic round firing.
Ah, so we've detected a little conspiracy theorists over here.
Yeah.
We heard the recordings. There were 3 or maybe 4 shots.
That's right. If there were 4 shots, he couldn't have made them all.
That's true.
And so... If there were 4 shots, there was somebody else.
Yes.
But what was all the other interesting thing about the conspiracy thing is that we went to the grassy knoll. And on the grassy knoll,
you could see both X's.
X's on the pavement where the shots were made, right? The other interesting thing is from the crow's nest of the sniper, right? From Oswald's position, the limo came directly at him, then turned and sort of went away. And that's when he shot.
Right.
Not when they were right dead on in front of him, where if he was going to, if you were really going to take a shot at somebody,
that's when you would.
That would you think would be the most deadliest place to hit them, when they're coming directly at you. Now, however, from the grassy knoll, you couldn't take a shot at them until they were where they were.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know.
I subscribe to no theories. I don't know nothing. So no.
There was a quote from some reporter on there that's saying, I bet you in 2,000 years' time, or sorry, in the year 2000, they'll still be wondering about this. And they're right.
They were right.
They were right.
They're right.
Yeah. But it was interesting anyway. I still tend to believe that it was Oswald, because he was creepy.
Oh, he was, yes. He was a total loon, is what he was. A loner, total, antisocial loon.
Yeah.
But you got to add, but he was such a quiet fellow.
Such a quiet fellow. So that's not all we did, though.
No, oh, it almost was, because the...
Well, we went to the
mall. We were going to go up that big ball thing, but right. It was closed down.
It was closed, yeah. The reunion tower was closed.
I know.
So there's no ball for us. We didn't have a ball.
Well, now, was there a charge to get up?
Yeah, $10 to get up.
Yes.
But we didn't go up.
No.
Okay, so...
Well, actually, you were going to pay for parking, but you asked the guy if it was open.
Right. And he was very disappointed in his face. Oh, no, it's not open. So he was out of tip. He was out parking.
So. But we went to... The Galleria.
Went to the Galleria.
Which is actually famous. It was the first glitzy mall. And
I think it's the first time I've ever heard the word glitzy.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a red letter day for Dan.
He's had a lot of red letter days.
Recently.
He's in Texas. What do you expect?
So, yes, we went to the glittery Glamoria. And we bought chocolate. Did you eat your chocolate for breakfast?
I didn't eat the chocolate on a stick yet.
Oh,
I forgot.
Okay. You forgot it.
I forgot it.
And you bought chocolate.
I did.
Bought chocolate for
and
other
people.
And
that would be a surprise.
Okay, we'll leave that a surprise. Okay.
I didn't get no chocolate.
Well, I didn't buy chocolate.
That's because
for
you still weren't there.
Yeah,
yet.
We were intended to pick up Tim at like 10 in the morning, but all day we're just waiting and waiting and waiting. And Tim's giving us updates, and every time he sounds more beaten down, every time he calls. Yeah, I'm still on the ground. Yeah.
It's going to be even longer.
It's going to be longer.
Yeah.
I may be here till tomorrow. Maybe next week.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to move here. Forward my mail. So, you know, that was that. And then, what else? What else did we do?
We went
out to dinner.
Yeah.
Well, did we go somewhere else first?
I don't remember. Oh,
we did the museum and the Galleria?
And then we came to get you.
Well, Desperados. We went to Desperados.
Yes, for lunch.
We met
for
Brad
lunch.
T. and Amy T.
Brad tried
and
to give
Karen
me
T.
more salsa.
What?
I wasn't going to eat any more of your salsa.
Oh, you got to tell the salsa story.
Well,
we told the salsa
I've
story
heard it.
From last time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
And then because of that story, Brad tried to make me eat more salsa, and I didn't.
No, okay, the other was hot sauce. This was salsa.
You expect me to trust you
again? Completely different.
No,
they are completely different.
He's a smart guy.
I don't believe you.
One says hot on the bottle, but it says salsa.
And the other one didn't say salsa. It was just in a bowl.
Dude,
and I was expected to have just eaten it. With
that's
music
good
now.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I don't hear no music.
It's because you have no headphones.
Yeah. Oh. He offered you a headphone.
I know. I'm just giving him grief.
Now, what were you making the 10-minute sign for?
I wasn't.
Oh, okay. Were you pushing me
I'm
like Charlie?
Happy.
Oh, okay.
That's jazz hands.
Oh, jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
We haven't seen him yet. Oh, I haven't seen him yet.
Nobody's seen Charlie yet. He's hiding.
Aww.
He'll be here tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes. He's promised to be here tomorrow.
Good.
We will hunt him down if he's not.
Good.
I did get a
I'll fish for
brief
him.
Glimpse of Jill if she went
yeah, we saw
us.
Jill.
Jill's
waving and speeding at the same time.
So then you guys came and picked me up. At what besides the hot sauce, what did you guys do at the... What was that?
Desperados.
He had nachos.
Yes.
Very boring nachos with beans and cheese.
Beans
no
and
guacamole,
cheese.
No sour cream, no pico de gallo, no salsa, no
good.
Jalapenos.
No jalapenos?
No.
Dude.
It was chips, beans,
jalapeno
and cheese.
Jalapeno equals hot. I know
I'm
that much.
Chicago, and jalapenos are required.
Doesn't matter.
Oh.
I'm from New Zealand. Nobody does it.
It's not, listen, it's not nachos if you don't have peppers.
Exactly.
It's just chips with
what
beans
did I eat?
And cheese.
What did I eat? What did I eat?
You ate beans and cheese on chips.
I ate... What did it say on the menu?
You got nachos on the plate.
Yes,
because there were peppers.
And I ate what was on the plate, and therefore...
No, you
nachos.
Didn't eat everything that was on the plate. You only ate the outside of what was on the plate. You only ate the chips and the cheese.
Doesn't matter to me.
If you were at the
nachos.
Side of the plate, it wasn't nachos.
It was
those
nachos.
Were corn chips with cheese and not even Fritos, okay?
You guys will eat anything that ends in O. I'm just waiting for Speedos to come out.
I had...
Did you have fajitas or tacos or what?
Tacos.
Desperado tacos.
Desperado tacos. And it was carbon, and they were great. Very good. Very tasty.
I was in Memphis still, so you know, if I'm going to be in Memphis, I actually will say this about being there. I got there, and the smell coming off of the barbecue place made me think it was only eight in the morning when I got there. Mm. And as I walked by the place, I said, man, I've never wanted to be so hungry in my life. But of course, I'd just had breakfast a few hours before. But since I was there all day, I finally did get hungry, and I went to the Blue Note in the airport at Memphis and had a pulled pork sandwich. Oh man!
Barbecue
sauce? Barbecue sauce?
No, coleslaw. Did you have coleslaw on the sandwich?
No.
That's Memphis style.
Don't you guys get into a sandwich argument right here? Okay.
No, we're not. I was just asking.
Good.
No, and I understand. And I normally would have had coleslaw on it because it's almost a requirement. But I am watching my intake of different foodstuffs, and I settled for the carbs in the bun with the pulled pork.
Okay, that's good.
I have to say, man, it was every bit as good as it smelled. Yeah.
So we finally got Tim about three, four?
No, five.
It
was 5 o'clock.
Just after 5 when we picked him up.
And then we went out to dinner. This group is really all about eating, isn't it?
It absolutely is, yes.
Trust me, I found that out the hard way.
Was there a problem with it?
No. There was no problem after the hot sauce.
We try to do stuff in between eating so we get hungry again.
Yeah.
No, but that's pretty much
it. It's not required, but we try.
We try. So we stopped at a steak place, stopped at Saltgrass.
Oh, yeah.
It was very good. Steaks were very good. Mm. But Dan ordered a 17.
Oh, no. Hold on. Who ordered my dinner last night? Who?
What did you get? You got a...
I don't remember what it was because I didn't order it. Who ordered it?
Looked at the menu and you said, I don't know any what these words mean.
Exactly. Because I don't eat out.
I just helped you.
You ordered
the food for him. What would Dan like to eat?
Well, the waitress looked at me and said, Dan, for you, sir? And I said, he's ordering for me.
So you gave me permission. No. So I did this with your permission.
Yeah, kind of.
So Dan ordered.
So I thought Dan needed a 17-ounce Texas T-bone.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
The steak, he got it, and he goes, it's as big as me.
It was every bit the size of his head.
It was.
But
For the New Zealand people listening, that's almost a half a kilogram of steak, which is the amount I eat in a day.
It was half a kilogram.
17 ounces is just under half a kilogram.
Okay.
It's just over a pound, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
16 ounces, if I remember,
is a pound. Yeah.
That's correct, yeah. Did he wimp out?
No, he ate the whole thing.
Sure. And who else ate the whole thing, by the way? Did you eat your whole thing? No.
I had a 10-ounce steak, and I had 8 of it.
Because I only had the steak and the green beans and a little salad.
Yeah.
So I was able to eat all mine. But mine wasn't a 17-ouncer to begin with. Mine was only like a 14-ouncer to begin with.
I had my 10-ouncer.
10-ounce. Did you finish it?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
And
me and Faith did not finish ours.
Yeah. Say that again.
We did not finish ours.
Thank you.
Because we didn't want to die.
Neither did I.
Also,
I was
you had some place to doggy at home to.
Well, we didn't, though.
You left it?
Yeah, we left it. Because when were we going to eat it?
And I ate the baked potato as well. Or most of the baked potato.
I know. That was great of you.
It was good. So much butter.
There's a lot of butter on the steak.
Yeah. That tasted weird. I didn't do that. I didn't
Gotta have the butter on the steak.
No. Gotta. Garlic butter.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. Uh-oh.
Yucky.
All right, we're going to have to stop. Well, I'm going to stop anyway because it's being funny. Okay. So we're not going to lose it. So we'll stop there and pick it back up, when we have more to say. All right. Hey, goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
From SquirrelCon 2008.
Woohoo.
Adios.